Thank you for contacting customer service. You reached Quinetta, the floor supervisor. Could I get you to verify your first and last name?
Joe Gonzalez.
Thank you. One moment. Alrighty, thank you for patiently holding for me. I could also get you to verify your shipping address for me, please.
210 North Floyd Avenue, Tulia, Texas, 79088.
Okay, so I do see here that you are calling in regarding the charges for the Biotech Solution Solarian RX as well as the Testo XL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do show here that your trial started on April the 26th, where you initially paid the shipping and handling for those two products. It was for a 14-day trial period, so if for any reason you did not call in to cancel the account before your trial ended, you were billed the original retail price of those products that you have already received.
I just received the pills this week.
Okay, yes, sir. Now, the terms and conditions, it
does advise... How am I supposed to cancel a trial that I haven't started yet?
Yes, sir. In the terms and conditions, it does advise you that the trial does start when the initial order is placed, and it also lists the pricing information. We do give you the option to reach out for support through phone number as well as
email. So it took y'all 12 days to get me the product, and you want to charge me?
Okay. Now, being that they may have some delays with the United States Postal Service shipping information, we do understand that you may have either received the product at a later date. Now, if you did not receive those products on time, we do give you the option to reach out to us to let us know that you haven't had enough time to try the products out so that we are able to extend that trial period for you.
Well, I don't want to extend the trial period. I just want to cancel everything with y'all and get my money back.
Yes, sir. Now the account has been canceled.
You advertised a certain amount of service, and we didn't get that service. You did not supply that service. I offered to send the product back unused, and she said I couldn't send it back. I worked in distribution centers for 28 years of my life, and they all have return centers. And she said, y'all, this is just a one-way. It ships only. There's not a distribution center in the world that doesn't have a return center.
Yes, sir. We have a no return policy. It does explain it in the terms and conditions. Once that trial started on the 26th, that trial did end on the 9th.
It started on the 26th, but you took 12 days to get me my product.
Okay,
so therefore you did not deliver the service. You want me to live by what your rules are, but you didn't follow your own rules. And I want my $170 back.
Yes, sir. It shows here that you did receive the products on May the 1st.
I know what you're showing, but I did not get it on May the 1st.
Okay,
I'm telling you, I got it this week on Wednesday.
Yes, sir. I do understand what you are saying. We do have to go by the United States Postal Service. That shows that you did receive the products in your mailbox on May the 1st at 10:08 a.m. So
I did not receive it.
Okay, so being that I'm not
I am
sure
telling
what
you,
went
I
on.
Did not receive that product.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not sure it's to win on either, but I'm sure of one thing. Y'all are charging me money for service you didn't provide.
Yes, sir. We provided that information for you in those terms and conditions.
You did not provide the service. I said service. I didn't say information.
Yes, sir.
You did not get the pills to my doorway when they were supposed to get here.
Yes, sir. It shows here that you did receive the products on May the 1st.
What you're showing is not correct, ma'am.
Okay, so I can provide you with the tracking number where you're able to track the package. And
I can look up a tracking number myself.
Yes,
I can look up a tracking number, but I'm telling you that it did not get here until Wednesday.
Okay, yes, sir. And it shows here that we also emailed you out once that product was shipped out to you as well as the shipping date. Now, I do understand that
when
you
say it was shipped. When you say it was shipped and
when
you say it was delivered.
Postal Service said it was shipped.
No, ma'am. Then how come it didn't get to my door till Wednesday?
I'm not sure.
Me and my wife both were at the mailbox when it was here.
Okay, so I'm not sure.
Then I'm not quite sure why my money's not being refunded if you did not provide the service.
We did provide the service, sir. What you did not do was
you did not provide the service if I did not get in my stuff until Wednesday. That's not service.
Okay, sir.
That's not customer service.
That is customer service, sir. I do understand that you did not read your terms and conditions before you placed your order, which does advise
you
that your trial...
You did not deliver my product on time.
Yes, sir. You did receive the product on time. I'm sorry
did
that you not.
Did not
get it out of your
Wednesday.
Mailbox on time.
Is your calendar different than mine?
Okay, now I do understand that. Yes, sir. I do
understand
that. What was
Wednesday? Wasn't that the 13th?
Right, but your product was delivered on the 1st. Now I do understand that you did not.
Somebody keyed it in the machine on the 1st.
We cannot change
the
shipping date. I'm sorry. Yes, we cannot change the shipping date through the United States Postal Service, sir. I'm so sorry.
Then I need my money refunded because I have not had time to try your product.
Okay.
That's not a free trial.
In the terms and conditions, it advises you that you're signing up for a 14-day
trial. That has
trial.
Nothing to do when I got my product.
That has
everything
to do
with
it,
when
sir.
I got my product.
Yes, sir. That has everything to do
How
with it.
How are you supposed to call and cancel a free trial if you hadn't had a chance to trial it yet?
It wasn't a free trial, but it was a 14-day trial. Your trial started when the order was placed. I do understand that you did not read that information. We will take that in consideration for you. Being that it
well,
does show
that
your product,
when you refund my money.
Okay, so being that it shows that your product was delivered on the 1st, I'm not sure why you did not get it out of your mailbox at that time. What I can do for you is
I get my mail out of my mailbox every day.
Okay,
it wasn't delivered until Wednesday.
What I can do for you is a 35% refund, sir.
You think I'm some kind of dummy that doesn't check his mail?
No, sir. What I can't
My
do
God,
for you is
I can't believe how you're speaking
refund.
To me and how you're trying to treat me.
Okay.
What
now
percent?
I did 35%.
No, ma'am.
Okay, now you have 75%
at the least.
I wouldn't be able to do a 75%.
If I get a 75% refund, then I will not call the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, yes, sir. Even with speaking with the Better Business Bureau, we still have to provide them with all of the information that we do have.
And I'm going
to
provide them with all of mine because I know the mailman personally. I live in a very small community.
Yes, sir. And it shows that your mailman delivered it on May the 1st. Now, what I can
no,
do
ma'am,
for
he
you
did
is
not.
A 50%
he
refund.
He did not. Nope. I need a 75% at least.
Okay, now you do have
you
to
were ready to give me
we-
a 70. You were ready to give me a 75% discount on future orders?
On future
orders,
correct.
I want a 75% discount.
You can only do a 75% discount on future orders if you wanted to continue to receive the product.
I want 75% refund.
Okay, now you do have to understand that the charges are for the products that you have received, but just one moment for me.
Which I offered to send back.
We cannot receive it back, but just one moment.
Every distribution center in the world has a return center.
Yes, sir, but we have a no return policy. One moment for me.
75%. When I get through it, I'm going to tell you, you almost made me backslide. You almost made me cuss you out.
Alrighty, thank you for patiently holding for me. As a one-time
yes,
courtesy, I will go ahead and process the 75% refund for you today, and you will get that credit within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Be blessed.